The California Water Institute at Fresno State is helping us to better understand the importance of water throughout California.
Good morning and welcome to Weekly Water Insights. I'm Laura Ramos from the California Water Institute, and today we're talking about a recent headline. California is officially drought-free. For now. After back-to-back wet years, you might have seen the news. The U.S. drought monitoring shows zero drought across California. It's the first time we've seen the map this clear in years. Reservoirs are full, rivers are flowing, and we're not seeing widespread impacts on crops or communities. That's good news. But, and there's a big but here, this is a snapshot in time. Drought just isn't about rainfall. It's about whether dry conditions are causing real-world impacts. The drought monitoring tracks five main indicators, like snowpack, soil moisture, stream flow, and even economic and ecological effects. Right now, those indicators look good across the state. So yes, California is drought-free today. But that doesn't mean we're in the clear long-term. Here's the pivot we all need to understand. Being drought-free doesn't mean risk-free. Some of our most pressing water challenges don't go away with a few wet winters. Groundwater overdraft is still a serious issue. Many basins remain out of balance. Our infrastructure is aging. And climate change is dialing up the extremes, making wet years wetter and dry years longer and hotter. That's what we mean when we say California is a land of extremes. We don't ease into drought, we lurch into it. And often, we don't know we've entered a drought until the damage is already done. So what should Californians take away from this? First, enjoy the breathing room. Wet years give us a chance to catch up and rebuild. But more importantly, use this time wisely. Wet conditions are when we should be investing in groundwater recharge, floodwater capture, and infrastructure improvements. It's also the moment to support policies and technologies that prepare us for the next dry cycle, because it will come. Thank you for joining me on Weekly Water Insights, and don't forget to tune in next week. Together, we can navigate the challenges of water management and build a sustainable future for everyone.
Laura Ramos is the director at the California Water Institute at Fresno State. For more information, you can go to californiawater.org.